For this morning's public reading of God's Word, please turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. Luke's Gospel, chapter 7. And we're going to be finishing up chapter 7 this morning by reading from verses 36 to the end of the chapter. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. So see, you're supposed to make a judgment. You can't judge according to Jesus. And he turned to the woman and said unto him, Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she had washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, had not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman had anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little was forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Please be seated, and may God bless his word. Well, there's so much that's here. This is a sermon all to itself. But let's kind of boil things down here to its essence. On this occasion, a Pharisee invites Jesus to his house for a meal. Okay, we kind of get that picture. And while the meal is going on, and apparently unbeknownst by anybody who made the preparation and the one who was invited and the one who was the host, this woman comes in and crashes the scene, if you will. She comes in and she begins to put on this spectacle. She makes a spectacle of herself. She goes out of her way to draw so much attention to what she's doing. And verses 37 and 38 kind of tell you in the narrative what she did. But then you got to come down to verse 44, and here Jesus delineates with a little bit more commentary or a little bit more insight to what exactly she was doing. Seest thou this woman, verse 44, I entered into thy house, thou gavest me no water for my feet. But the woman, conversely, she wipes my feet with her tears, and she wipes it with her hair. Verse 45, you didn't give me a kiss. But since coming into this home or coming into this mealtime, she's not ceased to kiss my feet. Verse 44, my head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. And so Jesus kind of tells us what this woman did as a public external demonstration of her love to Jesus. And then Jesus tells us what this woman had experienced and what was driving her behavior. Look at verse 48. And he said unto her, Jesus alone says to the woman, thy sins are forgiven. Then in verse 50, thy faith had saved thee. Go in peace. Well, we're also told that this woman had a reputation. Okay? This woman had a reputation. Verse 47. Wherefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, so Jesus acknowledges what the Pharisee was thinking in his mind way back yonder in verse 39. Jesus agrees, yeah, her sins are many. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Now, in the story here, in this illustration or the parable that Jesus gives in verses 41 and 42, a certain man who was a creditor, he had two people that owed him money, 500 pence versus 50. Well, beloved, the 500 pence belongs to the woman. And because she owed much and was forgiven much, beloved, she demonstrated how much she appreciated that debt being forgiven. The Pharisee, on the other hand, who thought himself to be a cut above the woman, he sees himself in only owing God 50. And therefore, if he was ever forgiven, his love and devotion would only be worth 50. While the woman's love and devotion went the full 500 pence that was owed. She went out of her way to show appreciation for Jesus. And so the question here this morning is this. How much appreciation do you have for Christ? Because, beloved, we have to bear in mind, just one sin, unforgiven, leads to hell for all eternity. Just one. Now, something else that's overlooked by most people is that verse 39. How can we prove that Jesus is God? Well, when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, when this Pharisee saw this public demonstration on the part of the woman, notice how cowardly this priest was. He spoke to himself. You ever have thoughts about other people that's never uttered from your lips, but in your heart of hearts, you're saying things about the person? Yeah, right here. In himself, he said, this man, if he were a prophet. So the Pharisee really didn't see Jesus for who he was. Jesus was a novelty at the time. He was running high in popularity. So the Pharisee simply entertains Jesus, listen, for his own entertainment. Well, Jesus doesn't come to entertain. He comes here to forgive and to seek and to save that which is lost. This Pharisee invited Jesus, not because of what he thought Jesus was, or any value for Jesus, or any appreciation for Jesus, or for any high honor given to Jesus. He simply wanted to be entertained. He can go around the next day and tell people, the prophet of Nazareth graced my home, like a feather in his political social cap. But how do I know Jesus is divine? We'll read on. If this man knew the woman who touches him, for she's a sinner. Verse 40, Jesus answering said unto him. Notice verse 40. What is Jesus answering in verse 40? The thoughts of the Pharisee that Jesus was able to understand and read in the heart of hearts, even though they never came out of the Pharisee's lips. Only God can read your mind, not the psychic hotline. Only God Almighty knows the inner depths of your heart, the chamber within the chamber, my dear friends. It says, Jesus answered. Did the Pharisee ask a question? He didn't ask Jesus for a question. He didn't give Jesus a question. He was thinking it in his heart. And so Jesus responded with an answer to what that man was thinking in the chamber of his heart. And how else do we know that Jesus Christ is God alone in this sense? He forgave her. Because notice in verse 49, who is this that forgiveth sins also? So that tells you something else about the dinner. The Pharisee, Simon, and Jesus, and the woman. Beloved, this was a house that was full of guests. This was not a meal done in a corner or done in some stately guest room with just a few people present. This was done in the audience of many other people in that room on that day. Wow. Well, may God choose to bless his word.